We are doing the Rambam on Pirkei Avot, and we're up to the end of the fourth chapter. Mishnah Chafchet. Hu haya omer. He, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, used to say, Hayilodin Lamut. Those that were born, well, they're headed towards death. All of life is a procession towards death. Vamitim, and those that are already dead, well, they're headed towards lichyot, towards coming back to life. V'achayim, and those that are alive, they're headed lidon, to be judged. Leida, to know, ulehodia, and to make known, ulehoda, and to recognize, shehu hayotzer, that he is the one that fashioned, v'hu abore, and he is the one that created, v'hu amevin, and he is the one that understands, v'hu adayan, and he is the judge, v'hu ed, and he is the witness, v'hu baaldin, and he is the one who we're facing off against in court. What's that called? The
plaintiff.
The plaintiff, okay. V'hu atid ladun, and he is still going to judge. Shein lefanav lo avla velo shikha, that there isn't any iniquity, there isn't any unfairness before God, there is no forgetfulness before God, velo masopanim, nor does God show favorites, velo mekach shochad, nor does God accept bribery, shakol shelo, for everything is God's, so how can you ever bribe him? Veda, and you have to know, shakol ba becheshbon, that everything's going to be included in this accounting. Ve'al yavtichacha yitzricha sheba she'ol bet manos. And don't let your desire promise you, so to speak, that you'll have an escape in the grave. Doesn't work that way. Shal kolchacha atanotzal. Because when you were fashioned, no one asked you. It was against your will. No one asked you. Suddenly you're born. You're here. It happens without your choosing. Ve'al kochacha ata nolad. You were formed, your life started without anyone asking you. You were born, no one asked you. Ve'al kochacha ata chai, and every minute you're alive, your heart is beating, you're breathing, whether you like it or not. Ve'al kochacha ata mit, and when the time comes to die, no one's going to ask you. It happens without your will. So all the big things, being formed, being born, living, dying, they're not our choice. Ve'al kochacha ta atid liten din v'cheshbon lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu. And you should recognize that whether you like it or not, at the end of all of this, you are going to have to give an accounting and judgment before the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. So the Rambam explains, Amru, our sages said, Leida ulehodia ulehoda, to know and to make known and to recognize, to absorb ourselves, klomar, sheyedu hatidim leivaled, so that those that will be born, they will know. Vasher matay yilodim viyamutu, and those that have already been born and they will die. Vasher yichyu achar mavet, and those who will live after death, post-mortem. That's the leida ulehodia ulehoda. To know and make known and to be recognized, that goes back on the three types of people. Those that were born and they're headed for the grave, those that are dead and are headed for life, and those that are going to come back to life and be judged, to make this known through all of them, nichlol ta'idea l'shalosh kitot eile, to include this knowledge for all three groups. All three groups have to recognize shehu ha-yotzer v'hu ha-bore, that Hashem is the one who fashioned them, He is the one that created them. I don't know what the Rambam means by this. Those that are dead have to know this. God makes them know this. They get judged by Him. What does that mean? Those that will come back to life, we have to let them know this? I don't know. I don't know how the Rambam learns pshat in this Mishnah. V'amru, and our sages said, V'hu dayan v'hu atid ladun. He is the judge and he is destined to judge. Rotze lomar shu adan ata. When we say he is the judge, what we mean is he is judging right now at hakol. He's judging all. Bachayim uvamavet uvshan yanei olam. When it comes to life, death, or anything else in this world. We say a person is judged daily. Every night our neshama goes up to Shamayim and it's judged. Every moment there's a certain judgment that a person undergoes. There are levels of judgment. There's judgment, is a person deserving of having it better or worse at any given moment? And then a person can cause that he'll be judged a more general judgment. If a person puts himself in a dangerous situation, so then in heaven they say, wait a second, he's in danger. Should he die or should he live? Let's take an accounting again. If he wouldn't have put himself in that dangerous situation, so status quo, he's living until Rosh Hashanah, until the time comes for him to be rejudged, he's living. It could be on Rosh Hashanah, they'll decide that he should live another 70 years. Could be they'll decide something else. Ordinarily, we're not judged about life and death at every moment. We're judged about other things. A person who puts himself in a dangerous situation causes himself to be rejudged. So in heaven they say, okay, let's reevaluate. He went on a shaky ladder. Should he fall and die or should he make it off alive? A person puts himself on a boat that it's not clear whether that boat should make the journey or not. People sometimes like taking risks. We have on tradition, every time you put yourself in a risky situation, in heaven they reevaluate. Should you make it out alive or not? Not a good idea. So, Hashem is judging all the time. In other areas, when it comes to life and death, in other areas, v'ugam atid ladun, and he is also destined to judge, et otam sheichyu b'acharit, those that will come back to life, ultimately, bigmul uvonish, to judge what payback they should get, what punishment they should get. V'amrun, our sages said, v'lo mekach shochad, there's no bribery before God, k'mo shenemar, as the verse says, gam b'Torah, in the Torah itself, it says, asher lo yisaf ani v'lo yikach shochad. God doesn't have favorites, he doesn't accept bribes. It's a verse in the Torah. Eninyano she'inom kabel mamon latotin. It doesn't mean that you can't pay your way out of judgment. The idea here is that it is not to say, God. The Mishnah is not saying you can't bribe God with money. Obviously, we don't say that God is interested in your money. That doesn't even enter our imagination. That's obvious. What kind of bribe can you offer God? But the idea here is that God is fair and whole, and you can't bribe him even with good actions. You can't say, look, I'll be a good boy. I'll do mitzvos. Let that be a bribe. Forget all the other stuff I did. No, it doesn't work that way. A person, for example, does 1,000 good things and 1 bad thing. God doesn't say, well, he's such a fine person. Look at all the fine things he did. Let's forget about that other thing he did wrong. God doesn't do that. God doesn't say, no, so we'll take off one of the good things he did and we'll clean the slate. But rather, God takes him to task over what he did wrong, and God gives him merits for what he did right. That's the idea that God doesn't accept bribes. And that's like God says, hey, he doesn't have favorites. But rather, God takes even a big person to task over even something small that he did wrong. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry in last week's parasha, he paid the price for it. God took him to task over it. As we explained earlier in the introduction to this work. And by the same token, you have a wicked man named Esav. He's raping, he's murdering, he's stealing. He's a very wicked person, but he does one thing good. He does keep it aveim, so God pays him back for that. V'nebuchadnezzar al kvod Hashem. And Nebuchadnezzar, even though he destroyed God's temple, but he honored God. There was a time when he was the scribe and they wrote a letter and they could have respected God more in that letter. And he ran after the messenger in order to give God more honor. For those footsteps that he went to honor God, he got paid back. Klomar Shem Hashem, k'mo sh'nitbar b'gmar Sanhedrin. He wanted to honor the name of God. The Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin, he got paid back for that. V'zeu inyan lo masopanim. That's the idea that there are no favorites. God doesn't say, well, he's a good guy. Moshe's a good guy, so if Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, I won't punish him for that. God doesn't do that. God doesn't say, well, Nebuchadnezzar, he's wicked, so even though he did a mitzvah, we won't count it. No, God says each person gets paid back for what they did. And then take a look, the Mishnah continues and says, you know, you're created against your will. It's God's decision whether you should be created or not. And then you're born against your will, and you die against your will, and you're judged against your will. Initially, the Tana mentions all the things that happen in the course of nature that are beyond our control. About these things, we say it's all in the hands of heaven. You don't have a choice whether you're born or die, etc. And the Mishnah doesn't say against your will you sin or transgress or you walk or anything like that. Because when it comes to what type of life you lead, whether you'll be righteous or a sinner, that's in your hands. There's no forcing one's hands, as we saw in the 8th chapter of the introduction to this work, in the Shmona Prakim. In the 8th chapter of the Shmona Prakim, the Rambam explains, God never forces a person to be righteous or sinful. That's all in our hands. So the Mishnah, the order of the Mishnah, the way the Rambam is telling us is, there's an order to life. Rabbi Lezer HaKapper used to remind us, if you're born, you're on the way to dying. If you're dying, you're on your way back to life. If you're alive, if you've been brought back to life already from the dead, you're on your way to be judged. And all of this has to be known by all the groups of people. God is the one that controls the world. He fashions, creates, understands. He's the judge. He's the witness. A person is going to be judged, and God judges fairly. And you have to know you'll be judged for every move. Don't think that there's favorites, that if you're a good guy, then God will forgo things. No. If you're a good guy, you'll get what you deserve for the good you've done, and God also takes a person to task for what he did wrong. There's no bribery. You can't say, I'll do a million good things, and that should undo what I did wrong. There's the concept of tshuva, you could repent, but you can't undo it by trying to bribe God. God controls everything, and we have to know that everything comes into the accounting. A person shouldn't think that the grave is his escape, because we have to know that the laws of nature are beyond our control. It's all in the hands of heaven. When is a person fashioned? When is he born? When he lives and when he dies? And by the same token, it's in God's hands when we will be judged. And what's our responsibility is to live up to the life that God gave us, so that when we're judged favorably. It's all about us. That's where he says, the things that are beyond your control is nature, whether you're alive, whether you're dead, whether you're born, whether you're not. That's in God's hands. But what's in our hands, that's what we'll be giving an accounting for, whether we'll be pious people, whether we'll be righteous people or not.